The Canada lynx can be recognized by the long tufts of fur on its ears. Most Great Lakes residents, though, can only claim to have seen the cat in a photograph. That's because the lynx population is either small or non-existent in the northern Great Lakes states. But because of the cat's threatened status, scientists are now required to make sure the lynx's habitat is maintained or improved. Ted Schiltz is the assistant planner for the Hiawatha National Forest in Michigan. He says that while no agency intends to reintroduce the lynx, the Forest Service is making sure the cat's habitat is supported.
Because this is the southern end of their range and there is potential habitat for lynx, we have to go ahead and take a look at trying to provide habitat in the event that they would migrate in from Canada.
Michigan's Ottawa National Forest and the two National Forests of Minnesota are also examining whether they're doing enough to preserve lynx habitat. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Rebecca Williams.